a good networking tool. It's helped me go to different parts of the country or different parts of the world and spread the word. We can stay in contact with each other all around the world and communicate quite quickly about good resources that are out there, good films or articles. So knowledge is power, and if you can have these networks that across the traditional boundaries of like nation states and, you know, communicate, that's really great. Mm-hmm. And we can, I think it is a worldwide issue. So it makes change more possible if you're supporting each other internationally. Somehow that really helps encourage each other and you don't feel so alone. I think you can. I used to feel a lot more alone with this kind of issue than I do now. I feel like I've got lots of comrades, or to use an old-fashioned word, yeah, fellow travellers, fellow campaigners, activists. It's quite recent, isn't it, the whole internet thing? Mm-hmm. And I don't think we fully realise it, you know, its potential. And I think I gave a talk over Skype. So I gave a talk in Canada to 100 people over Skype. Things like that. It's quite exciting, the potential of it, really, to spread ideas. And putting the films up on YouTube and... I could do that more. It's all a matter of thinking, where do you put your energy, which is the best place to put your energy. Because I love face-to-face stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to completely replace it with the internet. That can be a bit of a drug. Mm-hmm. and stuff. And it's really important to do the face. But bringing those two together, I think, is really exciting. And because the media is quite closed to emancipatory approaches. It's partially interested, but because there are limitations to the mainstream media, the internet is brilliant for the potential, really, to generate your own media and self-determine that is really exciting.